I think
we're good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's recording.
Okay. A new face over there. Okay, so we just want to do hopefully a quick hazara for the Shirim and Tarovis here, packet 5, for Rabbi Simon's Shir on Tarovis packet 5, which is basically the Shitos of Tam Kikker. And maybe one more point. Now, last time we discussed it outside, and it was a little bit confusing, and people wanted a chart and to be written down, so I just wrote down some of the basic points and a basic diagram. So maybe we'll just go through that, and maybe easier to... So just take the first page that says Rabbeinu Tam on the top. Okay? So the halacha of Tam Ke'ikar is that we know that if an Isser falls into a pot of Heter, so even though I have a lot of Heter, and not so much Isser, but if that Isser is no same Tam, it gives flavor. Generally, our number is 60, right? If I don't have 60 heter, can I get the isser? I generally assume the isser is going to be nosin tam, and that's going to create an isser called tam ke'ikar, right? In the previous year, I don't know if we recorded it again, we could discuss the makoros for tam ke'ikar, but not now. Now let's just review some of the shitos, okay? So the first shita let's discuss is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Rabbeinu Tam holds over here that Tam Kikar is a Din D'oraisa. Okay? That means that the halacha, that if something is no same Tam, it gives flavor into the heter, that is a Din D'oraisa, that we have to deal with that Tam, and it's not Bata. He also holds another thing, that if you'll see the one, heter nishapich lios iser, which means that if the iser is no same Tam in the heter, that transforms, it's mahapich, the heter to become iser, and so much so that it's mamish aser like the iser itself, right? So if a person eats any part of, say I made a little pot over there, and there's that piece of iser in the pot, and there, so if you eat any part of that pot, the guy's chayv malchus for every kezayis. Malchus I'll call kezayis to kezayis, because the whole pot is aser like the iser itself, since it gives flavor. So that's the most extreme example of Tam Kikar D'oraisa. As soon as it's no same Tam, Isser has an esapik for Isser. And it's mamish every kezayis is like eating the Isser. Now, whenever we see a shita, we're going to have to kind of frame it against a certain Gemara of Avodah Zarah. There's a little bit of a side point, but it's glad to mention. There's Gemara of Avodah Zarah, you see, I put it in brackets here, which is halacha that Rabbi Yochanan teaches. I'm Rabbi Abo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He says like this, if something has tam and mamish, and the Gemara defines that by a kezayis, b'chdeyachilas pras, there's a kezayis of iser in a pras, it means every time a person eats a pras of this food, he will encounter a kezayis of the iser, it's usher to eat it, and if he eats it, he will get malchus. That's halacha 1 of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha 2 of Rabbi Yochanan is, if it's tam and not mamish, meaning it's no same tam, but I don't have a kezayis of iser within every pras, then it's usher, but there's no malchus. So that Gemara, Lechora, is very problematic for Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam says, as soon as there's Tam, Malchus all the way. So what in the world is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Rabbi Yochanan says, there's only Malchus if there's Tam and Mamish. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's Malchus even if there's only Tam. Even without the Mamish. Even if I don't have a Kezayis with the Achilles Pras. Rabbeinu Tam is going to give the guy Malchus. But Rabbi Yochanan said, only if it's Tam and Mamish, because I have the Achilles Pras. So the Rosh quotes, Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to do some maneuvering with this Gemara. He's going to have to say, if you see, equals, that Gemara, that one is talking about an Isser Be'en. That was talking about when the Isser is there, it's recognizable, it's not really a Taroves. So it's just a good old halacha that if someone eats a Kezayis of Isser, within an Achilas Pras time, he's Chayev. Meaning, nothing to do with Tam Kikar. Rabbeinu Tam has to work to make that Gemara not relevant. That's what he does. So he makes that Gemara not relevant by when it says Tam and Mamish, it does not talking about a Taroves. It's talking about, like Rabbi Simon's example, a raisin challah. Pretend the raisins are treif pieces of pig, right? So a guy eats it. So he eats enough raisin, you know, pig challah, that he eats enough pig, he has a kezayis. So of course, he had a kezayis of pig, he's chayv malchus. And the next line of Rabbi Yochanan, where he says, there's something that has Tam and not Mamish, you don't get malchus. Hey, how's Rabbeinu Tam going to deal with that? He says, if there's Tam, there's Malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan said, if there's Tam, there's no Malchus. So it doesn't seem to stim. So Rabbeinu Tam has to make that line not relevant either. He has to say, that's talking about min b'mino. That's talking about when it's, let's say, treif meat in kosher meat, or something like that, where it's not really a tarovus of min b'she'in amino, so Tam is really not relevant. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say Tam? Because he's telling you that in min b'mino you need shishim, the same way you would need shishim if it was min b'she'in amino. If let's say, the meat falls into peas, right? You need, you know, it would be osir unless you have shishim. So, if meat in meat, even though it's min b'mino, you also need shishim. So basically, he relegates the akimara to min b'mino. Those are all ways of making the akimara not relevant. He says to sideswipe that akimara because his halacha of tam ke'ikr is not going to stim. If it with tam and mamish, anything like that. So that's what Rosh Post Rabbeinu Tam is kind of relegating that Gemara to just other stuff. Not relevant. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, as soon as there's tam ke'ikr, tam, also deraisa, every single bit of that, of that whole tarovas, that whole pot, everything in that pot is asr. If there's a kazayas of meat that gets, that if there's a meat that gets dissolved in the peas, and you don't have a, and as long as it's no same time, Malchus on every kazayis of peas. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Fine. That's Shita Shavina Tam. Rabbeinu Chaim, next Shita. He holds Tam Kikers Deraisa also, but he has a different permutation of it. So he holds Tam Kikers Deraisa, so if something is, if the Isser is no same time, it gives flavors, also Deraisa. But, Alf, if there's a kazayis of the Achilas Ras, see my nice little diagram there? If within each press of these peas or corn, whatever, the guy will ingest a kezias of the iser, the meat, whatever it is, the davar ha'aser, that means that there's so much in there that not only is it no same time, but it's every achilas press, every three or four kebetzim, the guy's going to end up eating a kezias of iser. Then he says, then I agree to Rabbeinu Tam that since there's so much, it will transform even the peas and carrots to become usher. And therefore, there will be malchus on every kezias or kezias that's in that kedair, which is what we wrote right there. Napach l'isser. And therefore, it's malchus, I'll call kezias or kezias. And this, Rabbeinu Chaim says, this is great. I'm great with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah with Rabbi Yochanan. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. If there's tam and mamish, a kezias of the achilas pras, you get malchus. That's exactly what I'm saying, Rabbeinu Chaim says. You're getting malchus on the whole thing, because it's misapik. Okay? That's case one, according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn. What's case two? If, let's say, it's no same tam, it gives flavor, the iser gives flavor, but I don't have such a high concentration of iser that it's a kezias of the achilas pras. You don't have that. So, within every press, if a guy eats every press, he'll eat less than a kezias of iser. Okay? That's why you see I wrote here, pachos mi kezias in the iser box. Right? The pot is the peas and carrots. Those little boxes are the iser, take your pick, of meat that fell in. So here, within every press, you have pachos mi kezias. Okay? So then he says, it's aser deraisa, because it's no same time. Sorry, man.
Okay.
I thought you were coming back through the piece. Yeah, okay, I apologize. Okay. Here. I'll go over what I know. After, it's okay? So we're in the middle of explaining Rabbeinu Chaim. So, he'll time to go and if, well, I'll pass over after what we said before. I apologize about that. If it's, so we're off to Beis over here. If it's pachos mikazayis in a pras, meaning every time you eat a pras, you do not encounter a kazayis of iser. You encounter less than a kazayis of iser. So therefore, he says, it is aser deraisa, because tam kicker is deraisa. Okay? Because tam kicker is deraisa. But since you don't have such a high concentration of a kazayis of iser in every pras, it won't transform the rest of the pot into Isser. you won't say Heter Nishapi Echelios Isser, which is, see, that's what we wrote next to the box there. Since it's no same time, it's all Osir, but the whole pot isn't like eating Isser itself. So there's no Malchus. It's Osir, but it's not so Osir that there's Malchus on each Kezayis. Okay? So that's Rabbi Chaim's two levels over here. If it's Kezayis with the Achilles Pras, it's Nishapi. And the whole Tafshel becomes Osir. Every Kezayis becomes Osir. If it's Pachus Mikazayis, then it's Osir, but you don't say the Heter is Nishapich. And he says, I fit great in Rabbi Yochanan. Because remember on the side, Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's Tam and Mamush, Kezayis and Apras, then there's Malchus. Right? That's exactly what I say. The Heter is Nishapich, and therefore there'll be Malchus on every Kezayis or Kezayis. And remember what Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's Tam and not Mamush, it's Osir, but you don't get Malchus? That's exactly what I say. It's Osir de Oraisa, but there's no Malchus, because since the concentration is less than a Kezayis and a Kezayis Pras, it's only Osir, but no Heter Nishapich and no Malchus.
What is this word?
Eating.
Eating?
Eating. It's not the whole pot. Since it's no same time, it's all Osir, but the whole pot isn't like eating the Isir itself, so no Malchus, no Nishapich.
But if I finish the whole pot, I'm definitely
over. But you don't say Nishapich. Meaning it's like you ate, the guy violated an Isser. But there's no Malchus for that. Because you don't say Nishapich. You didn't. Okay? So that's the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim. Go to the next page, which is the page that says Rambam on the top. Okay? So now, this is the pshat of the Rambam's take on Tam Kikur, according to, as Rabbi Solomon explains, from Rabbi Sauer. This is Rabbi Sauer in L.A., his pshat in the Rambam. Okay? Number one, Tam Kikur is Dereis. Okay? But only if it's a Kezayis with the Echilas Pras. The Chiddush of Tam Kikur says that if there's a Kezayis of Isser within every Pras, right, then I'll say there's an Isser Tam Ki'ikr, but you never say the Heter is Nishapich there's Isser. The Isser will remain Osir, meaning it won't be Batel, but it won't infect, so to speak, the rest of the pot and turn every Kezayis in that tapshel of peas and carrots into Isser. So, if you look at the little crude diagram over here, see my little pot? And you see it says pras, pras, and kezayis. That means within every pras, the guy's going to be eating a kezayis. Okay? So then, look at the side. So what's the result of that? Tam ki'ikr. You hold tam ki'ikr. So the isser is not batel. Okay? But it doesn't turn the rest of the pot, anything else, the peas and carrots, into isser. So then, what does that result in? What does that look like in halacha? What's that psak, according to the Rambam? Three things. Number one, if the guy eats a pras, he gets malchus, because since it's not batel, if he eats a pras, he ate a kezayis of isser. So he's going to get malchus, because he just basically ate a kezayis of isser. Two, if he has a kezayis of echilas pras, but he doesn't eat the whole pras. So that just means he ate less than a kezayis of isser. That we call chatzis shir. So he violated an isser of chatzis shir, which is an isser we hold eraisa, but no malchus. And let's say, number three, let's say there's less than a kezayis of isser in every pras, then that's batel, that's mutter. Because the chiddush of tam kikur is only when I have a kezayis in achilas pras, according to this understanding of the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, that's how he holds. Yeah.
So according to that, what would be the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan?
But it fits, it works. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan's statement works.
Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malchus, but if it's Mutter, of course you don't get Malchus.
Right, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan's saying. He's saying, look, I put on the side here. See, Rabbi Yochanan. Does it work? Tam o umam mosho lokin. Yes. Because if there's Tam, and there's mosho lokin. Now, his lokin is if you eat the whole pras. As opposed to the Rabbeinu Tam lokin, if you eat, or Rabbeinu Chaim, if you eat even any kezayis. So it's a different lokin, but it still works. Now, tam of loma masho in lokin, that also works. Because if I don't have mamish, meaning I don't have a size, it's mutter. That's why there's no malchus. Or maybe it's aser, but not deraisa. It's aser, but it's not, you know, it's not mutter, you know, maybe the rabbanon will be aser, but not not deraisa.
Yeah. Can you just repeat the Rabbeinu Chaim's versus the Rambam's the Kazayas that you just said that's not the same thing?
Oh, okay, sure. Meaning, if you hold Heter Nesapich Leos Isser, that means that the Isser is infecting, it's kind of infecting the whole pot, and it's turning every Kazayas into itself, right? So therefore, if you eat any Kazayas, the Chayas, that's a Chiyu Malchus. According to Rabbeinu Chaim, right? If there's a Kazayas in this process, so then any Kazayas of those peas and carrots, the guy's going to get Malchus. According to the Rambam, he's only going to get Malchus if he eats the whole process, because then he has eaten the Yisr. Okay? Again, the Rambam doesn't tell me how he owns Rabbi Yochanan. I'm just kind of putting it in there. I'm just saying it works out. The Gemara works out. The only one on record that actually like speaks this out is, I mean, maybe I'll just do, but like the Rosh, he quotes Rabbeinu Chaim and Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just, this is like in brackets, so to speak. This is just for our own,
so
we would.
According to this, the Rambam doesn't hold of the Isser transforming the Mutter stuff into.
Right, exactly, which is what we call.
Not even on.
Size perfect.
Not even on the other level.
Right, he doesn't hold of it at all. Doesn't exist. Okay. And now, the next one is Rashi. So now we have two ways of Rashi. This is the first way is the Beis Yosef way of understanding Rashi. Now I believe if I'm not mistaken, Beis Yosef also learns this is what the Rambam means.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I wrote in brackets here Rambam. So what's the Beis Yosef shat in Rashi? Number one, Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon. All those hala, all those pesukim about Tam Kikar, they're all asmachtas. Halacha we don't hold with it by chulin. When it comes to chulin, kachim is different. When it comes to chulin, tam kikar deraisa doesn't exist. Tam kikar is derabana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, if something is no same tam, and there's a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, that means that there's so much of it in there, right? Like you see in a little crude diagram within a pras, you see it, there's a kazayas, then every pras it exists, that's not considered tam anymore. I'm redefining my tam versus mamash. That's considered like it's be'en. It's considered like it's there. It's not considered it's in a tarogas. Because it's so prominent, it's kind of like saying, if I have meat, and I put some spices on, you know, again, it's an extreme example, do I say that it's a tarogas of meat and spices? No, I say it's a piece of meat with some spices on it. I don't, I view it as meat and spices, or meat with gravy. I don't say, oh, it's a tarugas. No, there's meat and there's gravy here, right? So, here too, meaning if I have so much, if it's no same time, that means I can taste it, and there's so much of it, then I view it as if it's there. So I have two things there. It's like a mixture. I have a mixture, but it's not a tarugas of a bittel. It's like I have two parallel things. It's like I have peas and carrots. I have peas, I have carrots. I say one is both. You know, they're both there. So, based on that, what is Rashi going to hold according to Beis Yosef? Tam kikar is the Rabbanon, I know. But if I have so much of it, I don't consider that to be tam anymore. So, interestingly, what's his conclusion going to be? See, every kazayas within each pras. So, since the Isser gives flavor and the concentration is kazayas within every pras, it's viewed as a mamish and not as tam. So, what's the result of Sak? It's going to sound pretty familiar. If you eat a pras, you get malchus, because you just ate a kazayas of Isser. That was ba'en. If you eat less, it's a chassi shir. And less than that, it's batel. On the reza level.
That's like Rambam, no?
Exactly. So that's why it's the exact same result. That's why Rabbi Sauer could say his pshat in the Rambam. And Rabbi Zosef could say his pshat in the Rambam. But it's all going to end up in the same place. It's all going to end up in the same place because for different reasons, they're going to come to the same conclusion. That's what I wanted to highlight here to show that that's why you could say Rabbi Sauer can have a different shot because it doesn't, like, ultimately it doesn't matter, I don't think, because at least on a deraisa level, you got Whether I hold it's asr because of tam kikar, or whether I hold it's not asr because of tam kikar, it's just asr because I consider it to be a be'en.
Right.
Okay, so what?
Why is Rambam writing this down here?
Because the Beis Yosef thinks that's pshat in the Rambam too. Okay. Right? And I'm showing you why, because the results are the same. Now, the Minchas Kohen, one more pshat, the Minchas Kohen, his pshat in Rashi is different. He says that if there's Rov Heter and Mir Isser, it's always batal. It's always batal. I don't care if you have a Kzaiz Pechilis Pras, I don't care what you have, it's all batal. Batal Barov. Tam Kikr is the Rabbanon, and everything Midaraisa is batal Barov. Okay? Now, the
first one, what's the definition of
Barov? Rov, 51%.
51%?
Yeah. Then you got Rov, on a Deraisa level, it's batal. He doesn't have this mamish, it's considered mamish, he doesn't deal with that. Yeah, he have rov, boom.
And chatish, I mean,
on the raisa level.
And no same time according is for sure midrabanan.
Yeah, that's what he says. Meaning, everyone holds Rashi, holds time because the rabbanan. The question is how far do I think Rashi takes it? There's one more sheet which I didn't put down because it's just, I could just say it out. And that is the Tosas quotes the Rimi Olims, how you pronounce it. And he holds Tam
Kikar.
Olion. Okay, for the people that know how to pronounce these things. So he holds that Tam Kikar is deraisa, but he holds there's no Malchus because he holds it's an Isser essay. Tam Kikar is not a lav. It's an Isser essay, a new Isser called Tam Kikar. So for instance, if let's say Chazar falls into something, right? And it's no same time, okay? So, it started out, number one, Isra Chazer. Number two, falls into Heter, right? It's no same time. So now, do I say that if a person eats that, he's eating Chazer, which is the Lav, meaning Tam Kikar just says that original Lav is still in play. That original Lav is still around. That's what the others say. The Rimur Leans, whatever, says that no, Tam Kikar is a new Isser. It's not saying that the Isser Chazer is still there like it was before. It's a new Isser called Tam Kikar, which is an Isser essay saying there's a mitzvah essay to not eat this food, which has a flavor of Chazer in it. It's not the same Isser Chazer that you had before. It's a new din. A new din, the Torah is being Mechadesh, of an Isser essay. I don't have an Isser, an essay to not do something. Generally, essays are you do something. He puts it on, he puts it on. This is an essay. This is learned from Guli Nachrim. It's an Isser essay to not eat this food. So, since it's also deraisa, but it's only an essay, there's no malchus.
What's that last line? I just put it up. The rest. Yeah, it's last line.
But if rov of heter, if there's rov of heter, it's always batel or mutter, even if I. Kzayis b'chayis b'ras. Kzayis b'chayis b'ras.
Okay.
But even so, according to this Tosus, is the mitzvah's essay going to fall off if you have a rove?
What? Well, you have rove what?
I'm saying like
rove heth, rove iser.
Maybe there's a gedarim like when you be over this mitzvah's essay.
Well, if you have rove iser, then it's ben. Then it's like you're eating the iser. If you have Tam Kikar only comes into play when you have Rov Heter, but the Isser is just giving flavor. You know, I don't have 60 times the Heter Kenega the Isser. He's not Machalik, I don't recall him being helped. So if you look at the next sheet, the one with the little, it says Tam Kikar on the top there. This is just reviewing the Sheetos just in a different way. It's like so you could just see the range. So you see Tam Kikar, so I'm just going to repeat the sheet as we said before, just you'll see it in one thing. All the way on the right you have Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Heter Nesapik, right? He's the most extreme, right? Next you have Rabbeinu Chaim, who says that, yeah, it's Nesapik if you have a Kazayas within a Pras, right? Right? And if not, then it'll just be also Deraisa, but you won't say Nesapik. Then you have the Rimi Orleans, who says it's also Deraisa, but there's no Malchus, right? Because it's just an Isser Essa.
That's from Geulah Nachrim.
Yeah, because he learns it from Geulah Nachrim. Correct. Now, you go more to the left. Now you're going into Rambam land. And Rabbi Sauer says, Rambam also holds a deraisa, but only if you have a kezayis within an achilas pras, and you don't say nishafik. Then you
what
go.
What is the difference between him and Rabbi Yaakov Ne'olion?
What?
He says an asay, right?
Yeah, because Rambam has a kzayis and a pras thing. Not just Rambam is limited to a kzayis and achilas pras.
That's also Rav Chaim, right? Rabbi Chaim.
You said the Rimir Lint or
Rabbi Chaim?
Yeah, but Rabbi Chaim says then it's Nishafi. Rabbi Chaim says if you have a Zayach B'Shech of Tras, then the Heter is Nishafi if the B'Chama Aser.
That's what I'm sorry.
The Heter is Nishafi.
Yeah.
The Heter turns into Iser.
Right.
The Rambam doesn't hold that. The Rambam says you need to eat the whole Tras.
Right, right, okay.
Okay, and that, so you have, again, Rina Tam, Rina Chaim, Rima Rolins, Rambam, and now you go next to Rashi, the Beis Yosef Pshat and Rashi, which holds that, now we're in the Rabbonon land, Tam kickers the Rabbonon, but if you have a Kazayas and a Pras and Tam, then it equals Mamash. So that's why I put those arrows there to show that in the end, the Rambam of Rabbi Sauer and the Rashi of the Beis Yosef kind of end up in the same place for different reasons. And then all the way on the left, you have the extreme, the opposite extreme shita of Rashi's, according to the Minchas Kohen, which says that if you have rov heter, 51% of heter, it's always on the deraisa level, we're going to be batel and mutter again on the deraisa level. Okay? I should have wrote that this is for deraisa level. Okay? So that's the range of it that you see. Now, just because I had more space on the paper, I basically figured I would just use it and put this chart down. So this is something I'll just mention briefly. He mentioned this at the end of Shir Packet 4, the beginning of Packet 5. So I figured I would just throw it in because I'd have a piece of paper that was blank. Right? Okay. So, and that was the Shiloh of there is a Gemara in Chulon on Tzadi Ches, which says, Palga the Zeta de Tarva de Nafal. Bidikula de viscera. What does that mean? That means that I have half a kazayas of tray fat that fell into a basket of meat. Okay? And the Gemara talks about it, and the Gemara ends up saying it's only the Nafrat Yashir. And you're cooking it together, obviously, otherwise just take it out, right? It's all absorbed together, and it's only a Nafrat Yashir. Okay? That's the Gemara. Good? Half a kazayas falls in. A fat falls into the meat, and it's chas yishir. So the chazanish has a kasha. A similar, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a similar kasha to this, from a different gemara, but the same style kasha on Rashi, but let's just focus on this one. The chazanish has a kasha. If you hold, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that every time the kazayas falls in, and forget kazayas, every time there's any iser falls in, and it's no same tam, right, it's automatically going to turn the whole pot into Iser. That means every kezayis or kezayis that you got malchus for. So how does this Gemara make sense? This half a kezayis falls in, right? But as soon as it's no same time in the rest of the pot, shouldn't it turn the whole pot into a full shear of Iser? Why is the Gemara saying it's only a chas yashir? As soon as it's no same time, it should be mahapich leheter to be as iser, and I don't have chas yishir, I have the whole pot of iser. That's the kasha. It's on Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
So chazanish has a kasha, right? It's a strong kasha, right? How does this gemara make sense if I hold heter and nishapik? So that's why you see I have an arrow going up with a question mark, and it says chazanish, and it says. If heter nishapich, you should have a shear. Right? Looks better in blue, sorry. Didn't have a color count. Whatever. So we have three sort of terutzim for this kasha. One is Chazanish himself. And you know what the Chazanish says? My kasha is so good, it's impossible that anyone would say heter nishapich, this is sir. No one says it. You think Rabbeinu Tam says it? You're wrong, he doesn't say it. Can't be. Just my kasha is so strong that it's impossible that a shita could exist. That's like. Okay, so that's one way of taking care of it. Now, if you hold, like most other people hold, that Rabbeinu Tam does hold that heter nishapik leo sister, how are we going to get out of this question? It is a very strong question. So we have the Gros. He's the middle one over here. And the Gran Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran, who holds that the fat, right, the tarba, the fat, which fell into the meat, is min bimino. Fat and meat is min bimino, so therefore there's no issue of tam. There's no tam caper here. Tam only comes into play when I have two things of different flavors, and the treif tam goes into the heter tam. Right? Then I could talk about tam. Right? I have treif milk falling into kosher orange juice, and it gives tam, so now my orange juice tastes like milk, whatever. So then, or my treif meat infects my peas, now my peas taste like treif meat. So now I have tam. But if it's treif milk and kosher milk, there's no tam. Midrabanan will say it will treat it, but that's Pshat in this Gemara, he says. Because specifically it's talking about fat falling into meat, that's min bimino. There's no kasher and no tam. There's no tam. I want to have a shift. There's no tam. There's no tam to talk about. There's no tam kicker here. Forget about this topic. There's no tam kicker. And then the other terms we had is from the Placey, which says carbon copy. Carbon copy means like this. And I believe it's Machavis this as well. Is that you can't get more than the original Isser that fell in. So if a half of Gazayas fell in, so then when it infects the pot, all you're going to have is many half kizasim iser. Right? It's all going to be like many half kizasim iser. It's just going to be like a whole pot of chatishirs. It's never going to max out qualitatively to get from half a shear to a full shear, but it will be quantitatively like many half chatishirs. They don't, because you can't get more
than the original
Isser. If the original Be'en was a Chas Yashir,
right.
So the most it's going to do is replicate itself. But it can't qualitatively grow to something more than it than what it itself is.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.